Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes. What company is this?
We supply for online vendors. What are you calling in about?
Well, I've noticed you're sitting here on a number from my bank, and I don't know what company you are.
All right. Just give me your information, and I can see if I'll pull up something for you.
Well, who am I talking to? Is this in California? Yes.
I just said this. We supply for online vendors. That means we sell products. So give me your information, and if I have a charge for you, I'll let you know what they're billing you for.
My name is Marlene Hill. That's the only
What is your zip code?
52411.
And what was your first and last name?
My first name is Marlene. My last name is Hill, H-I-L-L. Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
One second.
It looks like you're sitting out there as a reoccurring billing, and I want to know who you are.
Verify your address for security purposes.
4525 Willowbrook Drive, Northeast, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
All right, so I have an account pulled up here with all your information matching. Have you signed up for a product called Smart Fitness Tracker, which is a watch?
Have I signed up for what?
A smart fitness tracker?
No, I haven't signed up.
All right, do you have a smart fitness tracker?
No.
All right, so basically you're saying that someone compromised your information and signed you up with their company?
Yeah. Who signed me up?
Okay. We wouldn't know that. We'll just get the account details. I'm assuming whoever has your information.
I have no idea who it is. This is the only number I had, and it showed up on my from my bank as a reoccurring payment, and I'm going to cancel it, and I need to know, who am I canceling?
You're canceling this account, which is for a smart fitness tracker. I'm assuming, like I said, somebody compromised your information and signed you up for the product, but we wouldn't know who that is. But we'll cancel it out for you and transfer you to fraud, and you can explain it from there.
And how will I know that it's canceled?
I'm going to cancel it for you, and then I'm going to transfer you to fraud.
You're going to cancel it for me, and then what?
You're going to go to the fraud department if you're saying that you didn't sign up for this.
No, I didn't.
All right, so give me 1 second, and once I'm done, I'll get you transferred.
And I will talk to the bank, okay, because they're asking me to verify. And I only have two accounts that are reoccurring, and this one showed up. And I see currently I have no charges for it, so I don't know what the charge is. I'd like to be able to tell you what it is, but I have no idea. So that would make me a little anxious, wouldn't it?
Trust the people, we get fraud all the time. I'm sure I know.
I mean, I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, what the heck's going on here? And this morning I had an email from the bank, and the name of the company was there, and so I looked it up, and it got your number.
And you're saying that you don't have any product and you don't, because it looks here, it shows the notes on your account. It's stating that you had called in on 425 about these charges. It said that they explained that this was accepted and for you was advised to call in once you received these products. So you don't remember that?
No.
Yeah, well, that's some notes that's showing on your account that you spoke with someone about this.
Nope.
You don't? Okay. No, that's fine. I'm just showing you what's listed here on the account. So, but if you're stating that you didn't do it, you don't remember that.
I have no idea.
Transferred over.
The only thing I have is this number to call.
No, you're fine.
Can you dump it?
No, I'm going to transfer you. Like I said, I've canceled it. I'm going to transfer you to Pride. You just let them know the same thing. Like I said, but those notes show, I don't know, assuming that the way the notes are stated is that you knew what this is and they told you to call back in. So, but if you're saying you don't remember that, then we'll just get you transferred over.
And that means I won't be charged, whatever it is.
Yeah, they'll handle that in the fraud department for you.
Now, do I go to another department or what happens next?
You're going to go to the fraud department and they'll handle it from there. You just tell them the same thing you told me.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one second.
Should I go to my bank fraud department?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, that's what you're going to do here. So you just, all you can let them know that you've already filed fraud, you know, with the company. So, yeah, you don't need to do anything with them. All right, so we're going to get you transferred over now, and you can let them know the information that you gave me, and they will handle it from there.
Okay. I hope I know what to tell them.
I hope you do, too.
Well, I mean, I don't know who it is. That's the problem.
I mean, no, you don't. They know what it is. You don't have to explain that. If you didn't, I mean, the only thing you need to let them know is that you're saying you did not sign up for this product. You don't have it. You don't know anything about these charges. That's for the information you let them know.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Just one moment, hold for your transfer.